Good morning, beloved. Today is Monday, July the 8th. Did I say that right? It is July the 8th, isn't it? It is July the 8th. We are excited. I'm excited to be here with you this morning on Closet Conversations with Cody. We had an incredible weekend, and I'm sure you did too. It was a holiday weekend. So July 4th on Thursday, and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we had our North Georgia Revival More Youth Conference. So it was absolutely incredible. We had students from all around the world to come and take the fire of God home with them and to just experience everything that God is doing at the North Georgia Revival. So it was wonderful. We had some incredible teaching. We had Josh Carter there on Friday night, Jeannie Mayo there on Saturday night, and our very own Pastor Marty Derricott was on Sunday night. And man, did he bring the house down. So if you are interested in going back and watching those services, we did stream those. They are on YouTube. So if you want to watch those and just get some of the wisdom and the nuggets that was released or this weekend, just send me a message and I'll send you the link. Amen. Well, we are excited. It's Monday. I've always been a fan of Mondays. Mondays are a fresh start. Mondays are an opportunity to start brand new, that you, what you did last week or what you did over the weekend, you don't have to do this week or this upcoming weekend. Amen. So change your perspective and you will change your life. So change your perspective on Mondays. If you're waking up groggy and disappointed that it's Monday, that you have to go back to work, you had a 4-day weekend or a 5-day weekend, guess what? You have a job to go to. You have a car to get in. You have a roof. You have money in your wallet to be able to eat lunch today. Amen. So your perspective needs to shift. And if you are grateful, then tell me something you're grateful for that on this Monday, on July 8th, this Monday. So we are going to hop in today. I'm going to start off by a story. And this happened Saturday morning. And so we're going to hop in with a story, personal story, and then we're going to finish up with the scripture. And I heard Holy Spirit clearly teach me throughout this whole story that I'm about to teach you on. And it's not a challenging word. It's not a challenging word, but it's a soft word. It's a soft rebuke, and it will always lead you back to the Father. That's my goal. That's my heart. If I ever share anything from Closet Conversations, it's going to be about my Father. My mission, my sole responsibility is to point everyone to him. I am nothing. I am not anyone special. You can love me, but really what you're doing is you're loving the Jesus inside me. So I am nothing. I point everything back to the Father. And we need to make sure that we have that same mindset, that these great communicators that came this weekend and Pastor Marty, we love them, but they're always pointing us back to him. Amen. So the story goes, and it's not really a story. It was just a past account. So Ollie, Saturday morning, you know, I got home late from the revival or the youth conference, and I hear the girls. I'm in my office and I hear the girls out there screaming. And so Grace comes in and Grace says, "Daddy, Ollie Hulk smashed me." And then I hear Reagan come and said, "Daddy, Ollie Hulk smashed me." I told Grace, "Go get Ollie." And so Grace, I thought she was going to tell him to come back and he was going to walk back and see me. The next thing I know, I see Grace carrying Ollie into my office. And so I'm sitting in my chair and I'm praying to decide, how do I want to handle this? Because he's playing Hulk smash. He is playing. He may be exerting extra force, but he's still playing. He just wanted to play with his sisters. And so I hear Holy Spirit say, "Grace." So I give him grace, but he doesn't realize that I'm going to give him grace. So he comes in and he's sitting on the floor and he's just crying. He's sobbing, tears rolling down his eyes. I said, "Ollie, come to me." And so at this point, I'm still sitting in my chair and I hear Holy Spirit say, "Put out your hands." So I just stretch my hands out forward and he looks at me, But then he looks down. He doesn't want to make eye contact. And then so I hear Holy Spirit say, get on the floor. So I'm sitting down on the floor, Indian style. And I continue to have my hands outstretched to him. And at this point, when I get down on the floor, he is no longer making eye contact. He is looking straight down. And he's starting to fiddle and fidget because he really thinks he's in trouble. I'm on the floor now. And so we continue this, and I'm just being patient. I don't say anything. I'm just sitting there waiting. I'm watching, and I'm listening to Holy Spirit show me today's message. And so at one point, Ollie, as I'm down on the floor, my arms stretched out. My arms are getting tired at this point, by the way. So now I'm resting them on my legs, but they're still outstretched to him. And at one point, he starts turning sideways. And then he starts playing with his chalkboard that's in my room for Grace and Reagan to do homeschool. And so, and finally, after he starts playing with, he turns completely around and gives me his back. And so at this point, the flesh in me is really rising up. Why is he turning around? I'm here to show him love. Doesn't he know that I'm here to show him love? Should I just turn around and be stern with him? Holy Spirit said, start whispering promises to him. So all of a sudden, I said, Ollie, you're a mighty man of God. Ollie, I love you very much. Ollie, there's nothing that you could do that would ever cause me to stop loving you. Ollie, you are special. And about that time, he turns completely around and starts making eye contact with me. And I said, Ollie, come to Daddy. And he crawled up in my lap and he sat down, and I was able to whisper, we don't Hulk smash our sisters. Amen. So that is what I experienced Saturday morning. And now I'm going to share with you what Holy Spirit showed me. So get your Bibles. Get your Bibles. We're going to go to 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. The Lord isn't really being slow about his promise, as some people think. No, he is being patient for your sake. He does not want anyone to be destroyed, but wants everyone to repent. And so as I was going through that scenario, I kept hearing my flesh wanting to rise up, my flesh wanting to spank him, my flesh showing to say, hey, Ollie, you cannot be rough with your sisters. You can play, but you can't be rough. Now, I have to have the understanding that he is a 2-year-old boy. And so we wrestle. And I've heard that wrestling with your children, it really shows a restraint of strength, and it's great and it's phenomenal. But he's 2. Now, I'm not discounting the fact that he hurt his sisters or was a little rough with his sisters. In the reality, they went off and were fine as soon as they got done. But that moment happened to show me that I needed to have the same grace that was given to me, that is given to me. Isn't that just like us, beloved? Isn't that we go out and we commit a sin, or we do something against somebody, we do something against one of God's chosen, we do something against one of God's children. And the Bible says that it's better to tie a millstone around your neck and to cast yourself into the sea than to hurt one of the little ones. And God's simply referring to his children. Yes, he's referring to children, but he's also referring to us, his children, his offspring. And so we have to have that understanding and know that we're no different than Ollie, that we have done something against God. But the way that he responds to us is counterintuitive. Now, when I was growing up, if I hurt my brothers, I was the oldest. So if I hurt my brothers, then I suffered a consequence. It was either a wooden spoon, a paddle, or a big hand. And so there was not grace in my childhood rearing, in my growing up. I didn't have grace. So for me to have these three children and to parent them and to rear them and to help them grow up into incredible sons and daughters in the kingdom, but also to be leaders in our community, I had to learn how to operate in grace. And this was a prime example for me. I had an opportunity to spank him. I had an opportunity to reprimand him. And don't get me wrong, beloved, we spank. We pop them on the butt. We pop them on the hand if they need to. But we also give grace because God gives us grace. But we come into the presence of God and we're ashamed. We think we're going to get in trouble. And because our father or our parents did not give us grace, that we're automatically going to get a spanking. That's how I was raised. That's how I viewed God, that God was mad at me when I messed up, when I sinned. So you know what I did? I tried not to ever sin. And that's a false lie straight from the enemy, right? No one's perfect. No, we can strive for holiness and we are righteous through Jesus Christ, but no one's perfect. We are called to not sin. We are called to walk towards that. But I was literally trying to earn my salvation versus resting in the grace of God. And so we come into the presence of God and we say, I can't look at you, God. I just committed a sin against you, God. And I know we've already had this conversation. You told me not to do this sin. Dad told me not to Hulk smash my sisters, but I did it anyway. And so we come into the presence and we don't want to look up. We want to look down. We want to feel downtrodden. We want to listen to the voice of the enemy that says, you're no good. You can't be in this presence right now. You committed sin. But if we would have just looked up and saw his hands outstretched to us, then we don't have to live in that. We don't have to sit in that. We don't have to sit and wonder, am I going to get a spanking right now? And then what happens is we don't look up and we don't see God reaching out and reaching down and saying, Cody, it's all right. It's all right. Just look up. Just lock eyes with me. Just lock eyes with me. It'll be all right. But instead, we start slowly turning away from him, like Ollie did. It wasn't a full turn at first. He kind of turned half sideways. He's kind of leaning, kind of like turning backwards. And that's how we get. Oh, we screwed up really big time. This, I committed a sin. I did something that was so unforgivable, so unpardonable. No one will forgive me. I might as well just go back to my lifestyle that I was living in. Yet the whole time, his hands are outstretched to us. And then we get to the point that Ollie got to, and it broke my heart. Because as he was playing with the chalkboard in the natural and his back was turned in the spiritual, Holy Spirit was showing me that that's what happens to our Father. We turn our backs on him because we fear that he's not going to love us. We fear that his punishment is going to be severe. We fear whatever else the enemy will feed us and will believe. And then the point came when I started whispering his promises. And that's the point that God says, Cody, come back to me. Cody, you are loved. Cody, you are a gift. And slowly, Ollie turned around, just as slow as he turned backwards and faced against me. Slowly, he started turning around because he was hearing his father's voice. Cody, there's nothing that you can do that would cause me to stop loving you. And you turn around and you lock eyes with your heavenly Father, the King of Kings. And you see the love and the compassion in his eyes. And you crawl up in his lap. And he gently whispers in your ear and says, Cody, don't do that again. Beloved, just like the scripture we just read, he is patiently waiting on us. Now, this message is for the people that don't know God, the people that don't know the goodness of God, the people that don't know the mercy, that don't know the grace that God offers, that don't know the promises and the thoughts that he has towards us. This message is for them. Absolutely. But this message, beloved, is for those sons and daughters that have their backs turned on their father. I don't know who out there is listening. I don't know who's watching right now that has turned their back on God. All I know is that just like I was patiently waiting on Ollie, he is patiently waiting on you. So choose today. It's Monday, July 8th. Choose today to say, Father, please forgive me. Start listening to the promises. Start listening to the thoughts that he has towards you. You may not turn around all today, but start the turn. Start turning. Because as you turn, your ear gets closer to his mouth. And as your ear gets closer to his mouth, the more clear you can hear him, and the more clear that you'll know him. Amen. Amen. I hope this helps somebody out there. God is good. I'll argue with somebody until I'm out of breath and I weigh 100 pounds. I would sit toe-to-toe with somebody and argue that he is good. He can be nothing but good and that he loves us. Whether you believe me or not, it's the truth. It's the truth. You can't argue with the truth. You can argue that your belief is the truth, but it's not the truth. God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Have a wonderful Monday. We will see you Wednesday morning. Be blessed.